now on, what I want to do is get Ash, my friend Ash, on from Youngry, and we're going to talk a little bit to you about what Youngry is, and then I'm going to go into why I think it's an interesting opportunity to invest in media startups. Ash, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scott. Happy to be here. Just to clarify, you are the only show on the planet that is talking about equity crowdfunding. So amen to that, man.
Keep nice. Thank you. See, there you go. We've got confirmation from coast to coast. Clearly, I'm not telling lies. Ash, it's great to have you back on. You've been on the podcast. I'm not sure. Did you ever come in on the live show? I can't remember.
Yeah, I actually did. I know. It was such a long time ago. You've been such a great supporter of Youngry. You were actually our first radio show interview when we did our first campaign last summer. So I wasn't sure, you know, I meant to.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, you came in for the podcast, you were on the live show. And then I know obviously you were on stage with Ronnie and a couple other companies, Ellison, which I don't even know if, did Ken tell you, Ken Young is, Wynn is the CEO of Republic. He's been on the show. Did he tell you that at the end of that, four companies who raised in January for us, it was like $600,000-$700,000 total was raised between those companies?
Wow, I did not know that. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, we almost did, the first month we did it, we almost did $1 million in total raise from the four of the five companies who were equity crowdfunding. So kudos to you guys. You are back at it. You are back equity crowdfunding.
Yep.
For those listening, I want you to talk a little bit about what Youngry is first, and then we'll talk about the opportunity.
Yeah, sure. So Youngry is in the business of just helping early stage entrepreneurs. The moniker we use is Young in Spirit, Hungry in Ambition. And we started off as a content destination, Youngry.com, which is what our first campaign had helped us successfully do. We raised our money on Republic, and that money was used to launch Youngry.com. And then we got into the event side of just to go deeper with our community of early-stage entrepreneurs offline. We did something like a Youngry Summit, and we do monthly events. But now we realize to go deeper with our community, because we always want to go deeper. How can we help early-stage entrepreneurs get better at what they want to do? So now we are now launching a collaborative mentorship app where someone like you, Scott, can be a mentor and give guidance on how to raise money or how to be a communicator or how to get your own radio show. And the idea is that we want to make this virtual so that people can access people like you one-on-one or through webinars or mastermind sessions all on your phone.
Very cool. How do you see, you know, you've obviously been in the entrepreneurial game for a while. How do you see equity crowdfunding as like, I guess, why are you here again? You know what I mean? Like, what do you see about equity crowdfunding that is so unique and so beneficial? I think from my standpoint, it makes, like, you make perfect sense to me because that's literally what you are doing. You're democratizing the entire concept behind, you know, helping entrepreneurs grow. So, I mean, to me, I get it, but that's because I spend all day talking to people like you. But for the average person, like, what is it about this opportunity that you are bringing, you know, the opportunity for them to invest in you? Why is it so important?
I think you said it best, Scott. You had said that equity crowdfunding democratizes the opportunity for anyone to be an investor. And I really believe in that value. Believe me, it is a lot harder for any company to raise any amount of money from a lot of people versus the traditional couple accredited investors. But you don't do it for the reasons that they can now have an opportunity to own a piece of your company. I can only use Youngry as an example. Like, our brand is made to help entrepreneurs. So why not have that same audience, entrepreneurs, mentors like you and other traditional investors, all have an equal chance to be a part of our story. And if as we scale, they get to scale. And if we become successful, they become successful. It just feels good. And I don't have a economic reason behind that, because like I said, it's a lot harder than traditional fundraising, but it's just a feel good moment that, like, you can get all these people to support you.
So tell me this. I mean, obviously I totally agree. I think it's, you know, one of the things that founders struggle with is during the raising of money is they're distracted. They're campaigning. I mean, essentially if you're a startup founder, you're basically like a politician. You're constantly campaigning, trying to sell your five-step plan for how you're going to make money. And I think it detracts from the actual business growth. And so from your standpoint, you know, by doing these campaigns rather than doing traditional rounds to get off the ground, you have the ability to sort of market the company at the same time, as try to raise capital for it. So, I think it makes perfect sense. People can go to republic.co/Youngry, Youngre. Oh my God. Say that again. Youngry, right? Am I getting that right?
Yep.
Youngry.
Yeah, republic.co/YOUNGRY. Correct.
You got it. Okay, so people can go there. They can invest in you right now if they want to. Talk to me a little bit about the growth of Youngry since we last talked. So, I mean, when you first got on there, like what it was to what it is now, and what do you see in the future?
Yeah, so, and I really appreciate what you're doing with your show. We were literally launching the week of or around the time when we went on your radio show. So at that time, Youngry was essentially an idea. It was pre-launch. So our first campaign was really just to get Youngry off the ground. And as I mentioned earlier, we raised over $60,000 from 130 backers. And that money was really used to launch Youngry.com and generate marketing and brand awareness, which is what we did. We launched Youngry.com in Jan 2017. Circa now, two big things have happened to us. One is we just launched our campaign, as you mentioned. But the other thing that happened is we got approached by Republic to participate in the first of its kind equity crowdfunding venture investment show that was being put on by a
Meet the Drapers
Asian TV channel. Yeah, by Asian channel called Sony TV. So those two things are just big opportunities for us. And at the end of the day, the whole goal again is we're back at it to raise money for this mentorship app. If you want to give mentorship or if you want to get mentorship and you love entrepreneurship, then that's the reason why you should back our Youngry campaign.
Totally agree. So right now, for those of you listening on my Facebook page, which is if you just search my name, Scott Catoon, or at Medillion on Facebook, I am posting the link to your campaign on Republic, and people can watch the video and learn a little bit more.
Yep.
So thank you so much for that.